Good day, everyone. I hope everybody's having a fantabulous time, day, night, whatever it is you are doing. This is your girl JoJo hitting you up once again with another short session of a snippet in my life. Well, good morning. It is about 8:15 a.m. at this time right now. What day is it? It is November 10th, 2018. So we are documenting everything. Woke up. Pretty good mood, a little not virile right now because like I'm a little tired to be honest, but I'm awake. I am off to my first morning 5K willingly. I've done a 5K before because I said I want to get one done and I did it by myself. A 5K, for those of you who don't know, obviously it's 5 kilometers. It's 3.1 miles. It is a run, walk, marathon. Excuse me. I apologize. I'm not quite sure if I'm going to be jogging, but since it is, because I don't run, people, just so you know, I never run. I'm not really very fond of running, but it is a great cause. I am going to the Up with Down Syndrome. It's Up Syndrome. I think that's what it's called. The theme is this year. And I chose to run with this because a friend of mine's daughter, she is almost a year, I believe. My friend is 41 when she had her daughter. And at the time of birth, she did not know that her daughter was going to have Down syndrome. And she found out when she was born. And like any good, loving mother, and I say that with the biggest good intention, and if it makes people feel uncomfortable, so be it. She kept her daughter. She didn't put her up for adoption. She loved her unconditionally because, in my belief, I am not a Bible beater, but it is God's reason to give you that child, then you should take care of it. You're blessed with its life. You created that life. You're responsible for that life. So we've been absolutely supportive, and all of us are crazy about her. And it's not even about being supportive, because we would be supportive of her because she's a dear friend of ours. We'd be supportive either way because she's our friend and we love her child. And so I decided to go ahead and sign up. I asked my husband, hey, do you want to sign up? He's like, sure. So we put our fee in, and I've never done a 5K willingly. As in like sign up for it and everything. But I did for this. I think it's a great cause, and hopefully it'll jumpstart my acceptance of running, because like I said right now, I don't like running. I don't like running at all. And I've had people say, but you do fairly well. No, I don't. And I do not like it at all. And it's a portion of working out that I don't look forward to. But it's like, thank you for putting in, though, because I wouldn't do it otherwise. Because, I just don't like it. Anyway, so I'm up and going. The registration started at 8 a.m. And I know it's 8:15. But my friend whose daughter I'm running for, and I paid my fee and I did my little donation, la, 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 la. It's a great cause. The little girl's so adorable. She's not there yet, so I'm going to go grab a cup of coffee with my sister. No food, because I do not like running with food in my stomach, because I feel like it's tossed around in there, and I'm going to puke. Anyway, so that is my spiel. This is what I'm up to this morning, and it is, a lot of people don't like this weather. It's mildly drizzly, so it's a little sprinkle, I guess you could say. More sprinkling than drizzling. And it's cold, at least for this area. I'm in deep South Texas. It is 52 degrees. Most people up north are like, that's not cold. Well, for us it is. So we're used to, then again, when we get to summer, most people that are still saying right now that that's not cold. Well, the high temperatures in this area are about 115, 120. So yeah, it's cold for this area. But hopefully I'll do well at that. Now, another thing I wanted to talk to you guys about is I am a huge advocate for supporting your troops and veterans, because these people willingly put their lives on the line. And I was explaining to my students, because we recently did a Veterans Day celebration. It's not being recognized till Monday. And on Monday, we do recognize this, and it is a big deal. And at least at my school, what happens is, I'm at a new school. So what happens, I asked, and I said, is it, excuse me, I'm going to put my phone in my shirt because I can't see anything. And I asked, who's invited? What do we do? Is it, like, how big? So I wanted to make sure that my students realized that they should respect it. They should do that. So I put myself in that situation because these are elementary kids. And I was talking to a teacher of mine, is that we need to show these kids about respect and how to treat things and la 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 la. So I've been telling my students this example, and I think it hit home for a lot of them because a lot of them got misty-eyed. They're like, miss, I didn't think of it that way. And so this is what I said. I said, you guys know I have a daughter. They're like, yes, miss, we know that you have a daughter. I said, okay, she's almost three, and I'm explaining these things. And I said, I'm not a veteran. I'm not an active person. I'm not in the military. They're like, okay. I said, but let's imagine that I am in the reserves. And I said, do we know what the reserves are? So I'm explaining this to them. They're like, okay, so they understand what it is now. I said, all right, so picture this. You know we're still overseas. Our people, our soldiers still overseas. Yes, miss, we do. Okay. Okay, so you know that. So they still didn't get the gist of the story. So I said, all right, it's all right. We need to know this information before I tell you. They're like, okay. So I'm telling them, I said, imagine I'm in the reserves. And tonight when I go home and I'm putting my daughter down and we're playing, and I get a phone call and I answer and I said, hello. Said, yes, Joy Morales, yes, you are now active. You are to report to so-and-so location in 3 days. Make all the arrangements you need to report at 0800 or whatever time I gave them. I don't even know what time I gave them. And they're like, okay. I said, and I have to kiss my daughter goodbye in those 3 days and get as many hugs and kisses as I can. Kiss my husband goodbye, tell my family goodbye, because I'm off to go serve. I said, but here's the thing. I may not come back, ever. And they were like, what do you mean? And one of the kids said, you might die over there. I said, exactly. And I'm doing it, yes, to my family, but also to defend people I don't know, whose families I don't like. Your family, another state's family. I'm doing it to make sure that we continue to stay safe in this world, because I chose to give up my time and decided to say goodbye to my family willingly and maybe never see them again every time I leave. And some of the kids are crying. I said, miss, it's so sad. I said, it's a story, guys. But this is what people do every day when they decide to join the armed forces and they become active. That's what they chose to do. I said, so on Friday, which was yesterday, I want you to show the utmost respect to these people that did that for themselves and you and their family. And I want you to show it by behaving, by listening, and by saying thank you if you run into any of them. Miss, how is that going to show it? I said, it shows respect. The fact that you are listening and being quiet, that's what you can do as a student. Said, you can't do much, but you can say thank you and you can be attentive. They're like, okay. So I only told that to a set of my students because I have alternating days. So there's only one class set that I saw that week. And every time I talk about it, I get sentimental. So I had that session, and then I did my performance with my kiddos. And then afterwards, I said, you know what? I already put everything away. We put the chairs and everything away. And I said, no, I'm going to go socialize with these veterans. I want to go say thank you, because I always make it a point. And I'm getting misty. I just, you know, I'm tearing up here. Every time I see a veteran, either if they're in uniform or if they're an actual veteran, they're wearing little hats, usually the Vietnam and World War I vets, which are very little now. I ask them, sir, thank you. And I go, sir, ma'am, and I go up to them and I look at them in the eyes. Excuse me, I hate to interrupt you. I've done it several times in front of my husband. He's like, kind of feels awkward about it, but I don't. I go up to them and I say, thank you so much for your service. Thank you for doing what you did. I very much appreciate it, and I want to say thank you. And they feel good, because I don't know how many people go up to them, but I know every time I see a person like that, I do. And regardless of what people think of why they should or if they should be over there, they're following orders. And that's what they signed on for. And I thank them every time. So I was speaking to a couple of veterans. I said, look, before, there was a couple of them still there because I did take a while to pack up. And I got to talk to them. And one of them, I sat down and we're talking. And his wife comes along and she sits down in front of us. And then we're talking. And the librarian comes by and we're just chit-chatting. And he tells me about this amazing movement he started. I guess he's a flyboy. He's an Air Force. Him and another guy from the Air Force were there. Because there was only two of us here. And like, oh, so they were joking about it. And they call each other flyboys. And I noticed on the website when he finally told me about it, and I look it up, and I'm going to tell you about this website right now. His code name in the air, just like in in Top Gun, an 80s movie, his name was Maverick. Okay, so he calls it the Maverick Movement. It's www.maverick-movement.com. And it's basically... The gist of this movement is setting up a buddy system for people when they leave the military. Because I was watching a video that he sent me, and he says they taught us how to be weapons. They taught us how to fight. They taught us how to do everything to survive, but they never taught us to come home. And a lot of people that come from whatever active duty they are, PTSD is a real thing, and they don't know how to adjust to civilian life again. And once they leave the military, some of them are like, what do I do now? And he was telling me, did you know that 22 veterans commit suicide every day? I said, sadly, yes, I did know that. And he was telling me about it, you know, how they need to, he wants to set up a system where it's back to reinstating the buddy system. Like, that's what they do when they're in the armed forces. You set up, well, you get your buddy, and you're there for each other, in and out, no matter what, in or out of military. They're there for each other. And he's like, I want to set up that kind of system, but across, you know, military lines. Like, you're there for each other. He wants to set up a networking system. He wants to get these people help. And he's a member of a hotline for a suicide line for vets. And it's this amazing movement. And I was, like, amazed. I was like, I will do everything I can. I told him how I felt about veterans. You know, I think they should be respected above everybody else because what they did, not necessarily their actions, but the fact that they gave their time, like I was saying. And I was talking to him and he asked me, are you part of a military family, ma'am? And I said, no, I'm not. I said, I have relatives that are in the military, but I'm nothing like that. He goes, well, that's odd. That's very rare. Like, why would you be? I said, I just feel that way. So we got to talking and I said, I know a couple of people that are very into helping out their fellow brothers and sisters from the military, whatever brand, so I need to contact them. So I said, whatever you need, man, I'm totally in for it. So I want to tell you guys about that movement and my conversation with him and leave you with that and to go check out that website and see how you guys can help, whether it's a donation, your time, setting up your own section, whatever it is. It's an awesome thing because there's so many veterans that are left and just, oh, you're a vet. And people don't respect it as much as they used to. It's just my spiel on it. Anyways, your girl JoJo signing out for now. We'll catch you next time. Love you lots. Drop a line on my Twitter, on my email, whatever you want, guys, even on my Facebook page. Your girl JoJo 5. That's URGIRLJOJO and the number 5. Catch you next time. Great talking to you. And let's see what else we have to chat about next time.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.